Rabbanim, first of all, thank you, Ben, for putting together this program. Not under the most optimal of circumstances, but it's Baruch Hashem for the technology that we're able to come together for this very important evening. So thank you. Thank you to all of our speakers, to David, to Ari, and to Zalman for sharing their experiences. Really, really impactful. What I want to share this evening, first I think it's important to acknowledge how this Yom HaZikaron and this Yom HaTzma'ut is far different from all others. As you might be aware, today in Medinat Yisrael, the cemeteries were closed, whereas most years people come together, people gather in the thousands to pay their respects to their loved ones who were lost. They were not able to do so. It's a very painful experience for those families this year. And the Haftil for Yom HaTzma'ut, also the entire state is on lockdown in a way, even though restrictions have been easing up in the state of Israel. Nonetheless, the state is on lockdown in order to prevent the spread of the virus. And a state that would normally be blaring at this point with music, you would be able to smell the smoke from the barbecues. That's not the way we have it this year. And ironically, here we are in Chutz La'aretz, really marking it in the same way we are in our homes, the same way Israelis are marking Yom HaTzma'ut. Yom HaTzma'ut, I think in any year, should create a certain longing for Israel. But right now, I personally feel like that this has been exacerbated by this crisis. And just on a few personal levels, tomorrow morning at 4 o'clock in the morning will be the Chidon HaTanach. And my wife Eliana's cousin is a competitor. We wish him much aslacha. Instead of being in the state of Israel on stage with the Rosh Memshalah at a normal hour, he's going to be doing this at 4 o'clock in the morning. Certainly not the experience of Chidon HaTanach that we're used to. And also on a personal level, my wife was supposed to go to Israel this summer for a wedding in June. And that's not going to be able to take place. And the two of us also were supposed to go for a two-week trip. It's been a few years since we've been able to go. We were very much looking for our two-week trip to bask in the glory of Eretz Yisrael, and we're not able to do that. So this Yom HaTzma'ut, I'm especially thinking about by longing to be in Eretz Yisrael. The truth is, as we talk about traveling to Eretz Yisrael, many people love to go to Eretz Yisrael. Many people love Eretz Yisrael. What is it that we're celebrating tonight and tomorrow? What is it that people love so much about Israel? On my own journeys to Israel, I remember in flying to Israel, hearing people sing, burst out in Hevenu Shalom Aleichem as we land. You arrive at Ben-Gurion Airport and you see Bruchim Habaim. And the first time, at least when I was at the age that I could notice this, when I landed in Ben-Gurion, you see this sign Bruchim Habaim in Hebrew. Where else do you see Hebrew in public, outside of school and outside of the Sfarim? It's really remarkable experience. For many people, Medinat Yisrael is a haven that we didn't have for 2,000 years. For some people, it's unique because of the Jewish experience that you have in Israel that you don't have anywhere else. And even for Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, he shares a story, and Rav Aaron's yahrzeit was on Shabbos, his fifth yahrzeit. He tells a story the first time he went to Eretz Yisrael in 1962. He went to visit his Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Huttner Zatzal. And they were talking, Rav Huttner asked him, what are your impressions of Eretz Yisrael? And Rav Aaron talked about vitality of Judaism, and Rav Huttner said, that's not quite it. And then Rav Aaron said, well, it's also the Torah, the way Torah is able to be applied. It's not just Arachayim and Yardea, but it's also the Batei Din and the way Torah is really lived in Eretz Yisrael in a fuller capacity than it is in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Huttner said, that was also true in Europe and America. So Rav Aaron said, so what is it for Rebbe? And he said, it's Eretz Yisrael itself. It's the Kedusha of the land, a place where even Moshe and Aaron couldn't go. It's Eretz Yisrael in itself. And Rav Aaron famously describes how he walked out feeling like a beating dog because he didn't fully capture the glory of Eretz Yisrael in itself. But I want to argue, take it one step further, if I can, Lily DeMistefina, then Rav Huttner did, is that it's not just even being in Eretz Yisrael, but being able to fulfill mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael makes it very strong. And to illustrate this, I want to visit a drasha from Rav Shaul Yisraeli. He was a student of Rav Kook. He was a Rosh Yeshiva at Merkaz HaRav, which was the yeshiva of the Kook family. He was an editor of the noted Dat Mikra Tanakh series. So he has a sefer of drashas from Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim, Yom HaZikaron. And he notes that when we think about time, when conceptualized time, the word for time in Hebrew is zman. And the word zman has a similar root as zimun. Zimun is when we invite something, so it's not a coincidence, but something auspicious. And he notes, of course, Yom HaAtzmaut, the way we celebrate it, falls out on different days, different years. So this year we're celebrating it on Hei Iyar. And he noted two things that are unique about Yom HaAtzmaut at this time that are auspicious. One is that the Sfira for tonight will be Yesod Shebi Tiferet. And we're also reading this week the Parashios of Achrei Mos Kedoshim. What's Yesod Shebi Tiferet? Yesod is foundation. What is the foundation of Judaism, of Medinat Yisrael? And Rabbi Yisraeli notes that Yom HaAtzmaut, Independence Day, is a little bit of a misnomer. Because really our whole history as the Jewish people has been about independence. Thinking about the fact that Avraham Avinu was an Ivri, he was Me'ever Hanahar, he was on the other side, he was an iconoclast, he was different, he was independent. And Rabbi Jonathan Sachs talks all the time, but especially in his book Letter in the Scroll, talks about the unique contributions of Judaism to civilization, ideas of Shabbos and of liberty. Judaism in its essence is about being independent, it's about being different. And Rabbi Yisraeli notes that really what's been keeping us in Galus, again, there's another, actually, Rabbi Sachs' idea that Judaism is a nation of hope. And in Galus, you know, what kept us alive all these years when all these other civilizations died out? In Galut, we maintained our emunah, we maintained our fealty to halacha, not compromising one bit on halacha. Mesiris nefesh, both in the literal sense of giving up our lives to maintain Judaism, but also the idea of maintaining strong observance in a world that was not welcoming of it, that was embedded in our experience in Galut. And that was our atzma'ut. That was our yesod. That was our foundation. That was our true independence. But what this foundation of Judaism lacked, was it lacked the tiferet. It lacked the splendor, the glory. That's what tiferet is. We had the yesod, but we didn't have the tiferet. We were the punching bag of the nations. We were always a scapegoat. What Yom HaTzma'ut does, even though in a certain sense, we had our independence all these years, but Yom HaTzma'ut puts the tiferet back in the yesod, that we are a strong nation. We are a strong nation in Medinat Yisrael in addition to being a nation that always kept mitzvot. And this is also, I think, what we can find in Achrei Mot and Kedoshim. We're at the crux between the most solemn day and the most joyous days. No other nation does this, where we go from crying about the fallen to going to our most euphoric moments. We just described our Achrei Mos. We just described what it means to have lost, the aftermath of Am Yisrael after losing its loved ones, just like Aaron and Bnei Yisrael lost Nadav and Avihu. But from there, we move into Kedoshim. We move into Parshas Kedoshim. We move into the life, the lived life of Kedusha. It's from the sacrifices of the defenders of Eretz Yisrael that we are able to live lives of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael so that the Tiferet can be restored to the Yesod. So what is it that we celebrate on Yom HaTzma'ut? Lots of people, again, love to celebrate Yom HaTzma'ut. And lots of people love Israel. People love that Israel is different. The noted blogger on Times of Israel, Sarah Tuttle Singer, today posted about how what's unique about the Israeli culture is that somebody can cut you off on the highway, but then help you carry the stroller on the bus. Or someone might steal a parking spot, but that same person will pay for the coffee when you're 5 shekels short on the line. Someone might yell at you for walking your dog on their lawn, but they'll be the first person to come over to pay a shiva call to bring food. And the nation of Israel, we're a family. Israelis take terror attacks personally, they take loss together, they grieve together. It's those only in Israel moments that people often appreciate the state of Israel for. And we could also talk about Israeli contributions to tech, to science. Just recently, an Israeli professor received a U.S. patent for technology for a COVID vaccine. And likewise, it was an Israeli company that developed a sophisticated mask with an air curtain for healthcare workers. There's so much to be thankful for today. There's so much tiferet, so much glory, but in not Israel, so much that Israel contributes to the world. But what's important and unique about the state of Israel is not just the tiferet that was restored to the Yisod, but that the Yisod remains the Yisod, that our foundation is our foundation, that the Yisod is the Kedusha, it's Parsha Kedoshim, the foundation of Medinat Yisrael is Kedusha, it's holiness. It's Kedoshim is our path towards the Yisod Shebe Tiferet. It's that which makes us a distinct nation. Look at Parsha Kedoshim, it's almost like a Torah digest. As Rashi explains, Rov Gufei Torah Tzulin Ba, that it contains so many different mitzvot, that we love. And of course, it's no coincidence that many of the mitzvot Tzulyot Ba'aretz, the mitzvot that are dependent on the land of Israel, such as Peah, Neged, Achilles Rai, Minet HaRevai, they appear in this Parsha, because that's what separates the Jewish people from everyone else. That's what makes Eretz Yisrael different from all other lands. And even those mitzvot that apply outside the land take on a different flavor in Eretz Yisrael. It's so different to go to Israel and see the buses wishing you a Chag Sameach, to see minyanim announcements on billboards on the highway, to hear the siren for Shabbat in Yerushalayim, when the buses have signs that say Mipnei Seiva Takub, the pasuk from this parsha is saying that you should stand for those who are elderly. The yeshivot in the Torah in Eretz Yisrael that's been revitalized, the creativity of different thinkers, the groundbreaking explorations of Tanakh and Machshava, the great poskim such as Rav Eliezer Melamed, Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon, Rav Asher Weiss. But as Rav Hutner said, all these different mitzvos can also be done in Chutz Ha'aretz. We could and do have some of that in Queens. But it's that much more special to be able to form mitzvot in Eretz Yisrael. It's all that coming together. That's what makes Eretz Yisrael so unique. Indeed, Rabban writes in Parsha Acharimot that mitzvot, performing mitzvot outside the land of Israel is actually just practice for the opportunity that we're able to come to Eretz Yisrael. That you're not truly fulfilling the mitzvah in the most ideal way until you're inside the land of Israel. Now, whether or not you hashkafically hold of this Ramban or not, ashreinu that we have this opportunity to come to Eretz Yisrael and to fulfill the mitzvot of the Torah inside Eretz Yisrael. Yisod Shebe Tiferet means that all those years that we maintained our independence and galus and our faith, and we performed mitzvot in all that time, so that when that day came in 1948, when we had our own independence in Eretz Yisrael, we could have this Yisod Shebe Tiferet, that we could have the foundations of Judaism in its greatest glory. The ethos of Parsha Kedoshim that we stand by, of being separate, of having special calling and mitzvot, is fulfilled through the uniqueness and the nearly full potential that we see in Eretz Yisrael today. We must continue to support all of this by visiting Eretz Yisrael when this virus is over, something that we should long for. We continue to support the institutions of Eretz Yisrael that carry out the holy work of Torah mitzvot in the land. And what a great Kiddush Hashem it was for the success of Orthodox groups in the recent World Zionist Congress elections. And we hope that indeed there will be little of the Acharimot before the Kedoshim. We hope that there are a few more sacrifices in order to be able to actualize the vision of Kedoshim, of living a life of Torah Mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. But we're so ever grateful for whatever ability we're able to have today to be Jewish in the land of Israel, to experience Parsha Kedoshim in Eretz Yisrael. Tonight, we will declare this day Yisod Shebe Tiferet, foundations of Judaism coming alive in the glory of the state of Israel. Zehayom asa Adonai nagila v'nismach abah.